Would you like to be Deputy Prime Minister in 10 years' time?
I think there are other things to do in life, and I'm thankfully not one of those people who's so obsessed with politics that I want to be in politics forever. But I would like to see the Liberal Democrats in government after next May. Because, you know, in a weird kind of way, I mean, I heard, was it Tony Blair who said, you'll probably remember better than I did, he said that the problem with politics is you start popular but inexperienced and you become kind of better at your job but you become less popular. I suppose that's happened to us and to me.
Within a very short time.
Well, yeah, no, maybe. But look, actually see, you know, I am just so chuffed to bits with what we have achieved. And of course, the more I go out and visit schools, you tell me the wonderful things they do with the pupil premium because of us. The more times I meet people on low incomes who are not paying any income tax because of us. The more I meet youngsters who are on apprenticeships because of us. The more I meet pensioners who have the biggest cash increase in the state pension because of us. Actually, it might sound mawkish. That's genuinely the kind of stuff of politics that thrills me. And the fact that more and more of our achievements are making a practical difference to people's everyday lives, you know, actually wants me to ensure that Liberal Democrats are in government to do that again.
What do you make of the fact that Danny Alexander yesterday at the conference fringe said that he would quite like to be leader of the Liberal Democrats? It's quite unusual for a leading politician from any party to actually say, yeah, I'd actually like to do that. They usually caveat it in some ways, like Vince Cable did with me yesterday. Why do you think Danny's done that?
I don't know. I mean, listen, Danny's a fantastically close friend and colleague. I don't see what's wrong with ambition. I mean, I've never, this whole game where, you know, Ian, you've been doing it for years, where you go to people who perfectly reasonably have, you know, longer term ambitions. They're not trying to sort of stab anyone in the back. They're just saying, yeah, well, maybe sometime in the future. It's hardly a sin for Danny to say, yeah, look, he might, if the circumstances arise. But as you know, in the meantime, Danny and I work in harness in government.
He's your closest colleague, isn't he?
My closest colleague, and he and I work in the sort of top of the government with David Cameron and George Osborne on all the key decisions. And it's a partnership which I think has been very successful.